Hi, I'm Ellen, and you're listening to the Holy District Podcast. Welcome once again to our weekly scripture meditation series on pause. During these early spring weeks, our scripture meditation will focus on kingdom imagery. Episodes will release on Sundays at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time each week, hopefully in time for your morning coffee or any other pause in your day. I, Ellen, community pastor in State College, Pennsylvania, invite you to join us each week to soak in the good news of Scripture together. For the few minutes of each episode, I invite you to be present. Maybe you're enjoying a meal or a coffee break. Maybe you're beginning a walk or commute. Maybe you're simply sitting on a porch or bench outside. However you are coming to share these next few minutes, welcome. Hosanna! It is Palm Sunday on the morning this episode releases. Palm Sunday is one of those special days in the life of the church we celebrate each year. It is the Sunday before Easter Sunday. Today marks the celebration and declaration of the people when Jesus of Nazareth rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. People were shouting, "Hosanna!" and laying cloaks and palm branches before Jesus' path into the city. You can read about it in any of the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. It's a scene that tells us a little bit about the kind of king that Jesus is. In the last few weeks, we've been listening and meditating on passages of Scripture from the Old and New Testaments about what the kingdom of God is like. We've heard from Ezekiel, Isaiah, and Jesus himself about the kingdom of God, what it will look like, feel like, and maybe who might be there. Today, we're going to listen to a passage from the book of Revelation, which is the last book of the New Testament. That doesn't mean that our series is over yet. I just think that this passage does a good job of bringing together some of the imagery and prophecy from the last few weeks. We're going to use it like a summary tool. This passage is from the final chapters of the book of Revelation. God's justice and mercy have been completed in all the earth. The final restoration of all things is taking place. This is the completed vision from Ezekiel and Isaiah. And this is the full vision of Jesus enthroned as the Lamb, filling the new heavens and new earth with light, banishing darkness. As I read, I invite you to listen closely to John's words. Open your imagination to John's vision, even if it feels maybe a little weird. We'll read the same passage twice in the NIV. Revelation 21:22 to chapter 22, verse 5. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Chapter 22. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit each month, and the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. no longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. Revelation chapter 21, verse 22. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Chapter 22. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. What words or images stood out to you in this passage? Why might that be? What images sounded familiar to you? Maybe images that you've heard before, just in your experience of hearing scripture in your life, or maybe images familiar from this series. What images sounded unfamiliar to you? Palm Sunday reminds us of Jesus' kingship. This passage talks about Jesus as the Lamb. How are you coming to understand Jesus as King? What is one thing this passage sends you out to do today? I'll close with a blessing over you. May you be encouraged by this vision of light that has dealt justly with darkness. Jesus, water us with the water of life, healing our nations. Be enthroned in our hearts and in our cities. Hosanna. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Holy District podcast today. The Holy District is an expanding network of grassroots, Jesus-centered community building, currently multiplying in Pennsylvania and Arizona. We are grateful to share scripture with you and to hold space to hear what God might have for us and our communities each week. You can find us on social media at Rediscover Sacred. And if you'd like to connect with me, Erica, Journey, Brooke, or another member of our team, you can fill out a contact form on our website, holydistrict.org.